I volunteered for the Navy, and they wouldn't take me because of some problems I had as a juvenile. And then 43 days later, I got drafted into the Army. I got my orders for Vietnam. And I was a carpenter over there. I was an engineer.
So how did you get out of Vietnam, and how was that coming back after?
Well, you've got to consider the fact that this was 1971. I would say about half of the people there smoked marijuana. I smoked with lieutenant colonels. I smoked with Presbyterian chaplains, pilots, medics.
So it sounds like you weren't alone there. Many other people were using marijuana,
Oh, yeah,
and
quite
other
a, you
people.
know, maybe 10 or 12% of the people used heroin. And I know about 90% of the people drank in excess. Well, I was busted out of the Army and thrown out of Vietnam for the mere fact that I was in possession of marijuana and denied all my benefits, and I still haven't gotten them. It's been 42 years now. I've been struggling. But I'm healing here in Eugene. Many people here in Eugene are helping me toward my goals of getting my discharge upgraded, getting help from the government, getting medical benefits from the government, everybody from the man on the street to the mayor.
Wow. So, our mayor, Kitty Piercy, you have an interesting story about meeting her.
Yes, I was part of the Occupy movement. First, they told us we had until the 11th of January to leave the park. And then all of a sudden, on the 18th of December, they closed us down. And I didn't feel like that was very justified, so I refused to leave. I told them the only way I was going to leave the park was if they arrested me, and they didn't want to do that. So after a couple of days, they kept offering me different things, a talk with DeFazio, a talk with the police chief, a talk with the police commissioner, or a talk with the mayor. Well, I chose the talk with the mayor because she's prettier than DeFazio. She and I sat down and we talked about my problems, and she arranged for temporary housing for me and introduced me to some other people that would help me along the way. I have improved my life tremendously in the past year since I've met her. I'm working on getting myself established with the government, and once I do that, I'm going to work on helping other people get established. There are veterans out there that have been 50 years, 40 years, 30 years that have been hiding from the government, like I have. I want to get as many of them back into the mainstream as possible, to where the veterans are getting a better shake.